Dorothy Gale's third adventure begins not with a cyclone, but with a violent ocean storm. While traveling to Australia with Uncle Henry, she's swept overboard, clinging desperately to a chicken coop that becomes her impromptu raft. When morning breaks, Dorothy discovers she's not entirely alone. A yellow hen has survived with her. To her astonishment, the hen speaks, introducing herself as Bill, though she agrees to be called Billina to sound more feminine. This marks the beginning of one of the book's most delightful relationships, as the practical, sometimes sassy Billina becomes Dorothy's first companion in this new journey. Their drifting coop eventually reaches shore, a land with white sand beaches and forests beyond. As they explore, Billina hunts for breakfast, leading to a philosophical conversation about food habits. When Dorothy expresses horror at Billina eating live insects, the hen points out that humans eat dead creatures while she prefers live ones, a simple observation that prompts us to reconsider our own perspectives. The magical nature of this new land becomes apparent when Billina uncovers a large golden key buried in the sand. This discovery foreshadows the importance of keys, both literal and figurative, throughout their journey. As Dorothy and Billina venture deeper, they encounter increasingly fantastical elements. Written warnings in the sand caution them to beware the wheelers, mysterious beings whose nature they can only guess at. This ominous message creates immediate tension. Despite the land's beauty, dangers lurk nearby. The magical nature of this country becomes evident when Dorothy discovers trees bearing lunchboxes with sandwiches inside and dinner pails of various sizes. Dorothy concludes they must be in a fairy country. Lunchboxes don't grow on trees in Kansas, and hens certainly don't talk. Their exploration is interrupted by wheelers, strange creatures with wheels instead of hands and feet who threaten them about stolen lunchboxes, forcing Dorothy and Billina to seek refuge in a rock chamber. Inside, Dorothy finds Tick-Tock, a man made entirely of burnished copper with jointed limbs, one of literature's earliest robots, predating the term robot by decades. He has separate mechanisms for thinking, speaking, and acting. Tick-Tock's back card identifies him as patented and manufactured by Smith & Tinker, guaranteed to work perfectly for 1,000 years, blending fairy tale magic with industrial innovation. When wound up, he awakens in stages, illustrating how different aspects of consciousness might be mechanized. Tick-Tock reveals Ev's tragic history. Its cruel king Ivaldo sold his wife and 10 children to the Gnome King before killing himself in remorse. This establishes the central quest, rescuing Ev's royal family. Despite his mechanical nature, Tick-Tock becomes Dorothy's loyal protector. Dorothy then encounters Princess Languidier, who owns 30 heads she changes according to her mood, carrying them on a chain around her wrist, a metaphor for the different faces people present to the world. When they meet, Languidier wears head number 17, beautiful with dark features but harsh temperament. Her behavior shifts with each head, illustrating how appearance affects both others' perceptions and self-identity. The encounter turns dangerous when Languidier, captivated by Dorothy's appearance, demands to take the girl's head in exchange for one from her collection. When Dorothy refuses, the princess imprisons her in the North Tower, demonstrating the cruelty of unchecked power and vanity. Dorothy's fortunes change when she spots a magnificent procession crossing the desert from Oz to Ev. Leading the group in a golden chariot drawn by a lion and tiger is Ozma of Oz, the rightful ruler of Oz and one of the series' most important characters. The procession includes the Scarecrow on a wooden sawhorse, the Tin Woodman, and 27 soldiers. Dorothy joyfully reunites with her old friends, showing how true friendships endure across time and distance. Ozma calls a council to plan their next mission, freeing Ev's royal family from the Gnome King. Moral complexity emerges when TikTok reveals King Evoldo had willingly sold his family to the Gnome King, who transformed them into ornamental decorations. Princess Languidare confirms her very wicked uncle's actions. Ozma's decision to proceed anyway reveals her moral compass. She believes in doing what's right regardless of legal technicalities, demonstrating the qualities that make her a true leader. The Gnome King defies expectations, appearing as a jolly, Santa Claus-like figure in rock colors rather than a frightening monster. His pleasant appearance conceals his cunning nature, warning against superficial judgments. When Ozma demands the release of Ev's royal family, the Gnome King proposes a deceptive challenge. Visitors may enter his palace and touch objects while saying, "Ev." Finding transformed royals means freedom, but failure results in becoming an ornament yourself, a game designed to expand his collection, not diminish it. The challenge is virtually impossible in his vast marble halls filled with countless ornaments, with no way to identify which items are transformed people. This demonstrates how the powerful create seemingly fair systems that are fundamentally rigged. As the trap claims Ozma, the Tin Woodman, and Ozma's entire army, Dorothy's courage shines through. Despite her terror of eternal transformation, she attempts the rescue anyway, showing that true courage means acting despite fear, not in its absence. Belina, the yellow hen, emerges as the story's unlikely hero when her eggs, a natural biological product, prove poisonous to the underground gnomes, dramatically shifting power dynamics. Despite the king's dismissal, Belina joins the guessing game with a unique advantage. Unlike others guessing blindly, she can distinguish between transformed objects and those never alive, demonstrating how different perspectives solve seemingly impossible challenges. Methodically, she restores the royal family, first the Queen of Ev, then the princesses and princes, followed by Oz's officers. When she discovers a small emerald grasshopper is actually Ozma, the moment combines humor with the serious theme of recognizing true identities beneath transformations. When the Gnome King's army threatens the newly restored group, Belina's eggs become their salvation. The gnomes flee in terror, proving how seemingly insignificant things can become surprisingly powerful in the right circumstances. After defeating the Gnome King, Dorothy gives his magic belt to Ozma, ensuring its powers benefit many rather than serve a tyrant. In Ozma's room, Dorothy finds a magical picture showing any place in the world. While relieved to see Aunt Em doing well in Kansas, she grows concerned seeing Uncle Henry in Australia looking sad, lonely, and unwell. Dorothy's decision to return to Uncle Henry shows her compassion and sense of duty. Despite her wonderful life in Oz, she recognizes her uncle needs her. The arrangement with Ozma, weekly check-ins through the magic picture with the option to return, creates a permanent connection between her ordinary world and magical Oz. As Dorothy stands on an emerald in the courtyard and is transported to Uncle Henry, we see that the most powerful magic might be the ability to bridge different worlds. Perhaps why these stories continue captivating readers a century later.